When I was working in academia, it fell to me once or twice to discuss with my students the religious verse written in Irish in the 18th and 19th centuries. I was pleased to find that they didn't think much of it. It's pietistic, confessional, conventional, and drab. The religious poems of early Irish stand in sharp contrast, and those of a man called Blaumach, son of Cú Breatain, are little gems. He appears to have flourished in the territory of the Fir Rush, which encompassed part of Monaghan and Louth around 750. He was a monk and he wrote simple, unpretentious verse for a popular audience. His great love was the Blessed Virgin, and he speaks to her as if he knew her intimately. The late James Carney edited his poems, all 259 of them, all of them of four lines. Even in literal translation, they reveal a freshness that still moves one. Come to me, loving Mary, that I may keen with your very dear one. Alas, that your son should go to the cross, he who was a great diadem, a beautiful hero. His is the brightly clothed sun, his the gleaming moon. He owns the extent that he marks out of the seven heavens above the kingly seat. It is his hand that has strewn in them the gaming board of beautiful stars. He is the most generous that exists. He is a hospitaller in possessions. His is every flock that he sees. His the wild beasts and the tame. Your son of fair fame owns every bird that spreads wings on wood, on land, on clear pool. It is he who gives them joy. Noble is the being who has been born to you. There has been granted to you, Mary, a great gift. Christ, Son of God, Father in heaven, him have you born in Bethlehem. I wonder, did Patrick Kavanagh, who came from the same place, know of Blaumach? He would have liked him, I think.